With much of the city encased in heavy ice, roads became impassable, trees shattered, branches fell, and power lines and transformers went down everywhere.
Probably the most destructive storm to hit this area since that 1962 Columbus Day storm, where wind speeds exceeded 140 miles an hour. It was a typhoon.
EWEB spokesman Joe Harwood says there were lessons learned from 2016. They've gone from 12 to 32 damage assessment teams, expanded their phone line capacity, arranged response crews into specific geographic areas, and cross-trained employees in a number of response duties.
One of the things we don't want is our skilled techs sitting on a live line waiting for a crew. So we have folks that normally work inside cross-trained so they can go out and make sure people are staying away from those live wires.
Harwood adds since last winter, more homeowners have been open to having their trees trimmed. In years past, many resisted attempts by EWEB crews. Brian Bull, KLCC News.